horses are good. I know people who do well with their tips. That's fun for Cup Day. But my highlight of Cup Week is obscure American Hollywood stars coming out and knowing nothing about what's going on around them.
Sure.
And usually they're relatives of someone famous. they've met someone famous once. And
they've met someone famous once.
But it's so true. You know, if you've ever been at the race, I haven't been, I'm going to go tomorrow, but I haven't been this year. But usually, you know, when you're at the races and suddenly there's a scrum and you're like, oh, who's there? Who's there? Is it, you know, Prince Charles? Is it Lady Gaga? And then someone says, no, it's Herbert Einfeld or something. And you go, who? And why is everyone around that guy? And then you find out they're the designer of some dress that Madonna wore once. And you go, okay, next. But no, look.
Sarah Jessica Parker's barista was here.
Yeah, it's that sort of thing. But anyway, no, look, it was, you know, this girl is, I'm going to say girl because she's only 19, but Paris Jackson was the big star, the big name card, draw card at Melbourne Cup yesterday. And I really feel for Paris for a few reasons. One, she's 19. She's lived a life in the spotlight where she didn't necessarily need to be.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's seemingly pursuing a career as an actress, and she's been on the cover of Vogue. She's modeling. She's a beautiful girl. But she really had no idea yesterday. Now, there's lots of stories out about her today. I'm going to guess a lot of them are made up because I know that her representatives have already denied that she was being a diva because there were suggestions that she wasn't wearing the dress
Alex Perry
had made for her. But her rep has come out and said, absolutely, that didn't happen. So I don't know.
Where were you? What?
But I love the photos of her, a couple of them. She was leaving the races with her hair up in a scrunchie because she's gone, whatever, I'm taking this fascinator out. Photos of her sticking her tongue up against and licking the window in one of the marquees.
Brilliant.
And when she was asked about, you know, coming to the races and what she felt of it, she said, look, it was very fancy. I was hoping to be in a baseball cap and jeans with a hot dog. My experience with horses isn't a cowboy hat with Western boots. She thought she was going to like a footy game, a Dodgers game. So I think she was a bit, you know, obviously taken back by all the fuss.
I watched her interview with Rachel Finch and I just thought, you're just a cool chick, didn't care. And then the Daily Mail, I read an article yesterday, wrote about how she's got hairy legs. Who cares? Like they just said, oh, she rocks up, disrespectful. No.
No, do what you want.
She's just doing her thing. Exactly. She looked awesome. I loved what she had on.
And she looked great.
Oh, she looked
and
awesome.
She's 19.
And she didn't care.
I love the hairy legs. Go for it. Well, I mean, if she sets the trend, then ladies, we all get to put away the razors. It's a good result for everyone.
Yeah, but quickly, what about her interview yesterday on Seven? That was memorable.
Yeah, so this is good. So she's pursuing acting. So she's already done. She's appeared in Nash. Is it Nashville? Whatever that show is over in the States.
Nashville, yeah.
But clearly not necessarily that familiar with her cast.
Nash was incredible, and I got to work with. Pretty sure he's the main character, as well as the girl from Mean Girls. So I grew up watching Mean Girls, so it was cool like being able to meet her and be in the same scene as her.
Amanda Seyfried.
That's right.
Yeah, incredible.
And she forgot the lead guy.
Yeah, that's
that
pretty
guy.
Funny. It's pretty funny, isn't it?
It's
that's
pretty,
okay.
Yeah.
It's Paris Jackson. Do whatever she wants.
Sometimes, Fev, I've heard you interviewed with the two people you work with on the radio.
Oh just let
we'll
wait
get to you about that.
We'll get to you in a minute.
We have a little bone to pick with you, Ashley Boxing.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
We can't believe this is the first time we've had him on the show because we love him. Ronnie Chang,
yeah,
welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, it's nice to be on.
It's so good to have
you. I always see your billboards. Every time I come from the airport, I'll be like, yeah, Fifi.
Of course.
I feel like I know you.
And Fev.
Well, Fev, yeah, but that's when good friend Dave was on.
Yeah, Thorno.
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
I know, we missed
he's still
Thorno.
Alive. He's doing great.
I miss my mate.
Yeah. Oh, don't make
he's
it sound like he's
sitting there and you'll be cracking zingers.
Yeah, but now Ronnie's sitting there. We love that. And Ronnie, you are doing so well overseas. I remember the first time I saw you on the screen was when you were in Pete Hellier's First Dates.
Oh, yeah.
You made me laugh out loud.
Oh,
that
thanks
was
so much.
The funniest episode.
Yeah, Pete was very brave to trust me with his show like that because that was the first non-kind of comedic stuff.
Yeah.
I was doing, and I was trying. I had to have emotional moments with people on screen. And I was like, I can't believe you trusted me to do it. So there you go.
Now, Ronnie, you know that Dracula's, the theater restaurant.
Oh yeah,
iconic theater restaurant in Melbourne is closing
down. You don't understand. It holds a very special place for international students studying in Melbourne.
Really?
I mean, if you don't know this, Melbourne, Australia is one of the it's a real kind of higher tertiary education kind of center. Lots of international students. I mean, I made a TV show about it. And when you come here as a student from Asia, we all live near the city or in Carlton or near the universities, whether RMIT or Melbourne Uni or Monash, we kind of live around there. Yeah. And Dracula's is that thing that pops up, the like go-to, you should go there, like when you first come to the country, because it's family friendly, you bring your parents, so every international student has like been there at least once. It's fair to say, sometimes you go for jokes, sometimes they go ironically, sometimes we go because, you know.
How many times have you been?
That's the thing, I've never been, oh. I never got to go, but everyone around me went, so and it's very much a part of our daily routine. We pass by it,
yes,
to school, going home all the time, and I always pass by, like, man, these guys inside here must be its own subculture of of what do you call it, cabaret performance?
Cabaret,
yeah,
yes.
Because I mean football's a you know, its own bubble, radio it's its own bubble, stand-up comedy its own bubble. These guys, they must have their own bubble, they must have their cabaret festivals, you know, people must have like trained hard, they must have done open mic cabaret and they tried to become headliners. Like they've led entire lives, and no one, you know, this whole subculture, and we only get to see a sliver of it because we go and watch a show maybe and have dinner, but we don't know, you know, people writing shows.
God, you've thought about this.
Yeah,
I mean, this is closing.
And you've never been, Ronnie, and it's
never
closing
been.
On
it's
December 23rd.
We've never been either.
It's a Melbourne landmark. It's a Melbourne landmark.
Do you want to join us? Are you around on November 16th?
Nah, busy.
No, I'm not. No.
He's flat out?
Yeah, I'm actually not in Australia that time. But thanks for telling me that. Maybe I'll go visit it before I leave.
Yeah, he's quick. Getting remarried again in New Zealand. Yeah.
Got married again in Dracula.
His fifth wedding. That's right. Well, look.
So shout out Dracula. Thanks for being a home to all the people you attracted over the years, the performers and the people who watched the show, man.
That's great tonight. Yeah. Pass that on to
much
them.
Love. So,
very sad to hear the closing.
So a couple of admin points here. Dracula's, book your tickets now for that. But also, Ronnie Cheng's show tonight, Hamer Hall Arts Centre. This is great. Great to have him back in town. Back-to-back shows. You've got a 7 p.m. and the
feel
Looser.
Bad. I'm competing with, okay, Dracula's. I'm the competition
for
audiences.
They're on every night. They're on every night.
All right, well, yeah, Hamer Hall. Sorry to interrupt, yeah.
No, well, Dracula's will be empty tonight because they're all going to be at your show. Ticketmaster.com.au for your tickets. Thanks for joining us, Ronnie Cheng.
No, thanks for having me.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
I know you're trying to distract me at the moment, Byron, because I want to go back to Sia. So we were talking about this a little earlier in the show, that Sia, in an absolutely marvellous act, she has decided to beat the Paps at their own game. A Pap has taken a photo of her naked and was trying to sell it. And she got a screen grab of the photo, uploaded it to her social media and went, there you go, everyone, that's for free. And there she is. She's swinging from the chandeliers.
How do you like those apples?
As she should be.
Good on
she
her.
Beat them at their own game. And we were saying that people get snapped naked a lot. You know, Justin Bieber, he's just let his photos be sold. Kim Kardashian occasionally gets naked in her belfies, her bathroom selfies. And then it reminded us, or me, that you two love getting naked.
Love
there was the time
naked.
That you didn't even have to pay people. You know, you weren't paid to get naked in a bath together.
Running around the botanical gardens.
I've strangely grown to enjoy it. at first I pushed back, and now, I mean, if you were suggest for Fev and I to get naked, I'd probably accept pretty quickly.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, I thought, let's see, and if you're okay with this, Byron, because I thought you were resisting,
you're sloppy,
but if you're fine, so you'll get on the world-famous rooftop here. It looks like a balcony, so it's a sort of a similar photo to Sia, and you'll get naked, and we'll pop them up and see how much we can get for them.
Yep, I've dropped a few kegs too. People want to snap that up.
So there's Byron and Fev naked on a balcony.
Right, so
I love it.
We won't do it.
We'll
take the pit. No, look, as I said, slowly warming to the idea. As long as we can set it up that we don't want these photos have been taken by someone else. We'd really prefer to not release them.
Yes.
And then release them.
Exactly.
So you need a spray tan, bro.
I know. We had no notice.
Are you going to keep your shoes on?
What?
Because Fev just, you know, he doesn't like your feet. He's a footman.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Imagine going to work yesterday morning and then coming back to watch the Cup, lying back on your couch in Mill Park, and then after how many minutes is the Melbourne Cup race,
about
Fev? After about 3.5 minutes, winning $1 million. Well, this happened to Dom from Mill Park yesterday because he was in a TAB's Cup Millionaire promotion where basically he backed a horse for $5 earlier in the day, and then he was pulled out of this lucky draw and he got to pick what horse he wanted to win the Melbourne Cup, and unbelievably he picked Rekindling. Now before we cross to Dom, this is exactly how that went down in his lounge room at Mill Park yesterday.
Get up, Kindling, come on, lady!
Come on, Kindling!
Come on, Kindling!
OK. can't believe this. I can't believe this. I can't believe this, mate. I can't believe this.
Dom, congratulations. You're a millionaire today.
Thanks. Thank you.
Hey, did you have a big night or what?
Yeah, mate. Really dusty and craggy this morning.
Dom, can you talk us all through what does it feel like to win $1 million?
Oh, it's a fairy tale. It's like a dream. It's just so surreal.
What made you pick that horse, mate?
I was all over it. I was all over it at the start of the carnival. He was the one. Actually, I was agonising between the runner-up and that.
Oh, wow. He just so, second.
So you thought about the second horse and you go, I'll just pick Rekindling. Oh, my God, and $1 million.
Dom, who was the mate with you? Because he sounded very emotional as well.
Oh, Chris, he got more emotional than I did.
I know. He was tearing up. Dom, did your phone go nuts afterwards? Does everyone want to be your mate?
It hasn't stopped since 4 o'clock.
Now, Dom.
It's afternoon, it's been crazy.
I think you've been a punter of the tab for about 20 years, is that right? You've been with them for... Well, we all punt, mate, don't worry.
Yeah, I've been a punter since 10-year-old. So,
yeah, don't worry, mate.
Since you were 10, I don't know, I wouldn't wheel that out of too many more interviews this morning.
And as all good punters are, mate, if you want to make another $650,000 back...
Aloisa?
Yes, Aloisa, $1.65 fixed tomorrow.
Two steps ahead, bloke.
Yeah, double one up, brother,
Everybody, every manager will say, gamble responsibly.
Please.
We've got suits running around the building now saying, gamble responsibly.
And just quickly, Dom, what are you going to do with the money? Have you decided how you're going to spend it?
I just told you. Race 8 number 1.
No, you're not putting on another race.
Yeah, that doesn't even cross my mind. Yeah, like, I'm going to sit down and do the form for tomorrow.
There's an argument to quit while you're here.
Please don't spend that money.
Double it up, brother.
The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Byron, you have just come back from LA. You were over there for like 2 days to visit your son.
Yes, so Zephyr lives in Los Angeles and my ex-wife, we've really worked hard on making sure that it's a really peaceful environment. It's really cool. So, yes, we've been through a divorce, but I literally can even, and my girlfriend's totally fine with it, I can stay.
Oh, what did you have to say that? What happened?
I can stay.
Hang on a second.
Stay in my ex-wife's house, no problem. At the moment, she doesn't have a partner or anything. So I stay with Zephyr in his room.
I wouldn't have added that.
What are you putting all this in for?
Hang on, you've just said that your ex-wife doesn't have a partner and your girlfriend's fine with this.
Gabby's fine with me staying at Chrissy's house.
How many bedrooms?
Two.
Why'd you have to explain that for?
Well, just in case it sounds weird to people.
Sounds a bit sus.
That sounds weird now.
You've made it weird.
Okay, so you and your ex-wife are in a two-bedroom house all alone. Continue.
With our son.
Next.
So... the little dog, she has two little dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They are
you have
old.
It together.
Well, we got them together from a pound in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Nuno, named after the extreme guitar.
This when you were living at
Yeah, when
in
we were
LA,
together.
Were
Nuno,
you trying to get into radio over
Brazilian
there?
Terrier, Nuno Betancourt. I did get into radio over there. And then, they did come back. The second dog is called Lil, a little chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
Lil, who we jointly adopted from a pound, is now 13.
Yep.
Chrissy has explained to me over dinner, I had to make a decision last week.
Was Zephyr in bed?
Zephyr was with us.
Was it a candlelit dinner?
Zephyr was with us. And she said, right, Lil has had surgery. Don't worry, I'm not going to make you pay for half of it.
Is she okay?
I thought she was your dog.
Well, not anymore. I mean, I left.
Well, still your
you're
dog.
Still your dog. Okay, look, you don't do that with your son.
Let's
you don't
not
do that with your dog.
I'm very generous when it comes to Zephyr, but look, I'll get to the point in a second.
Okay.
The surgery was $3,500. Poor Lil the Chihuahua... 7 bladder stones.
Wow.
A little dog, not in a great way.
But now guaranteed
so you paid
life.
Half. You
well,
paid half.
The estimated life expectancy of a chihuahua is 20. Lil's already at 13. And this is just a question I want to ask you guys. 13 years old, 3,500.
Mm.
It's not going to, it doesn't have long. Lil.
Well, you've still got 7 years. You pay it.
Do you operate or do you show your respects?
You operate.
Sorry, what?
That's
Are
the question.
You kidding? You operate. You love
saying,
that dog.
Can you dump
rescue.
Yet?
I would not be admitting to what you're admitting to.
I am saying what a lot of people are thinking: a very, very high bill for a dog that's very old and may not have a great quality of life for the next few years.
You're a tight ass.
No. Don't be like that.
So
131060. I might have to put it to the phones because I've got a couple of lovely people here who wouldn't hesitate to operate.
Oh, I think once you've created a bond with a human or an animal, I think you don't let that go.
That's your son's little sister.
Easy for you to say. You two have the highest profiles of the three of us. You make a lot more money than I do.
Well, I'm sorry, but we
don't have dogs, so we've chosen that path.
Okay, we're not obligated. Here is the question.
You chose
13,
to have a dog, Byron.
Lil the Chihuahua, operate or pay your respects?
I had a Chihuahua. It was called Flopsy.
Oh, I know, but then it got mauled to death.
Yeah, it did.
Let's just take some phone calls and come back.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
At the moment, we're in the middle of a phone poll. Now, you're going to say it makes me look heartless. I don't think that's fair.
Byron, you have had a Chihuahua for 13 years.
Lil the Chihuahua.
Lil needed an operation that required $3,000. Your ex-wife paid it immediately.
$3.5 US.
And when she said to you, Byron, what do you think about this? You said, well, the life expectancy is 20.
It's still got 70 years
you
left.
You would have paid your respects and let Lil go.
I question the quality of life. I love the little dog. I don't want people to think I don't love dogs. I love dogs. Like Nuno, the other one, when he was four, he ate rat poison. Now, he was four. That cost me and Chrissy $4,000. No problem. He's four. He's got a whole life ahead of him. Lil is a very old little dog. I just don't think she's got that many.
Are you even going to bother putting like your dad in an old person's home? Or are you
you're
just
drawing
gonna,
a long bow.
What he's done there, Boxy, is because he was around when that dog was there, you go, oh, I'll fork it out. Now a tight ass has left. He doesn't want to. He's like, and I got a text message off Alex.
Yeah. Your wife?
Yes.
What's she called?
You've gone down 100% as a man.
Well, that's
in
just
her.
Personal.
Well,
that's...
Well, yeah,
and what about the candlelit dinners with his ex-wife? I mean, there's all sorts of issues that you need to address.
It wasn't a candlelit dinner. I was in LA over the weekend. Nothing weird about enjoying some time with your son and his mother.
Christine in Croydon North. Hi, Christine.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Christine. How are you going?
I'm good.
Good. What do you think Byron's been? A heartless?
Operate.
Yeah. Operate. Of course. So these are the two choices, operate or pay your respects.
Operate. I had a great game. Their life expectancy is only 8 to 10 years. And at 6 years of age, he had bloat and twist. And he cost me $10,000 in surgery and vet bills. And I got another 2 years and 6 months out of him. I've only just recently put him down.
Oh,
you're a beautiful human for doing that.
You know what, Christine, if Byron were you, when he bought the Great Dane, he'd be looking at it in the way you look at like buying a plasma TV. How many years am I going to get out of this? 10, not a good investment.
You'd probably get $10,000 and divide it by how many days you expected that the dog would have remaining, and then you'd do a... It's a tough one. It's a tough decision.
No, it's not.
There'd be people listening, other than you two, who are just making
this
hard for me.
Christine said.
There'd be people listening who would say, pay your respects.
Hi, Paul in Mount Waverley.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, Paul. Operate or pay your respects?
No. I'd pay my respects because $3,500 equates to almost 6,000 Australian. And a better use of that money would be that he could pay his respects properly, maybe a plot a pet cemetery, and he could use the rest of that money to bring his young lad over to Australia for a holiday.
Okay, Paul, I love what you've thought through. And Byron, you probably would bring Zephyrat for a holiday. Yeah, well, what about the lovely plot?
We have just linked the passing of a pet to my son coming to Australia, which was an unusual line of thought.
But hey, Paul's trying to help you out.
No, thank you. I think a burial for an animal, do they do that? That seems a bit excessive.
Absolutely. Pet cemeteries, I've seen a movie about that.
How much does that cost? Do you have to do the full...
It's not about the money,
that's
mate.
That's expensive.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Wow. I mean, we have, well, really... rock royalty in the studio right now. I mean, this has been an incredible response to this show, Fief. The Hamish and Andy's Cool Boys and the Frontman. We are the Champions private jet tour.
Mm.
Friday, December the 1st.
No one rocks as briefly as us.
How have you sold out Margaret Court Arena? Sorry, of course you've sold out Margaret Court Arena. This looks huge.
We're as shocked as you guys are. I've came in here to promote ticket sales thinking that we would at least have 3 quarters left to sell. Now I'm here for nothing.
That's so
I should have slept in.
And
this is and Hamish has.
Yes,
Hamish, in true rock star fashion, has gone, hang on, we've sold out, rock on, not coming in.
I'm going to get to that, Andy. We had the script come in and one of their guys didn't turn up. So we're like, oh, we're going to have to do the other two. Are you getting ahead of yourself? They're a big name.
Script? Yeah, we've heard of them.
Where is he?
As Cool Boys in the front man. Yeah, we've heard of them.
We're
aware of them. But
where's your mate?
Where's Haim? Mate, he's probably busy practicing. No, that's a lie.
Mate, we've got a fair bit to do at 8. That's our prime time. We're missing...
So you're not happy Fev, I think what Fev's saying, single-handedly doing is dissing your current, your current guest.
He's ropeable.
Ando, so good to see you. Just thrilled you could be here this morning. Big weekend racing. Did you put a punt?
Be fortunate for what you've got. Thanks.
You know what? Let's not focus on the negative.
Can we not have beef with the drive show?
Leon told me to do it. It wasn't me.
So sold out Margaret Court Arena.
Yeah,
one
look,
song.
And thank you to the people. We've called ourselves the People Show, but this makes the whole thing so much funnier, and we're so grateful that people want to come and share our last radio show for, you know, the foreseeable future with us. It's Vance Joy is going to be our front man. He was announced on Monday.
That's,
I think,
huge.
Peking Duck is supporting us. I'm sure
that'd be good.
He's got beef with Peking Duck as well.
Really?
Yeah, I got beef with them.
He fought with them when they came in here.
Much we're doing all the people that hate Fev. all in the one place at one time. Come and see it at Margaret Court Arena.
Now you're getting,
actually, you can't. It's sold out.
Vance Joy is also Fev's nemesis. So yeah, this is perfect.
Great rapport with Vance Joy. Now, you used the bus last year, but you just thought you'd up it.
Yes.
It's just a private jet.
Yes, we've got a private jet for this time round, which is still pinching ourselves for that.
Is Hayne flying that?
No, certainly not. But yeah, look, we are playing the Young Farmers Association in Hamilton, New Zealand. We're going to be an international playing band as well. Brett McKenzie from Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah.
He's going to be our front person for that gig for all people that are interested in farming and agribusiness.
No one in the band has ever focused on that.
Yeah, exactly. We're really trying to carve that market out as ours. Jack still has no stage presence. Oh, yeah.
Well, speaking about Jack, I was listening to you guys, as I often do, and he's got his own sponsorship with Yamaha.
Yeah.
What's happened there?
He didn't tell the rest of the band. And we think it's a slow guitar because he didn't come in on time. So we feel like Yamaha has accidentally given him a slow guitar, or they just make slow guitars. I don't know.
Well, you've got an actual...
You know what we should do?
They've got an actual sponsor, though. I don't know if Jack should be doing his... I mean, Mazda 3 are meant to be sponsoring.
Oh, yeah.
Jack's doing on the side.
Do you know what we should do, though? Because before Feb nearly ruined the relationship that we have with you and our friendship... Mm. We are doing a farewell to Dracula's, the restaurant in North Carlton, you know, the theatre restaurant. Maybe we should get Cool Boys and the front man to perform.
Couldn't afford us.
See, that wrecked our relationship.
16 past 8. Cool Boys and the front man, of course, win your tickets listening after 9 this morning because the gig is sold out. Thanks, Ando.
Cheers, mate. I'll stick around. Okay, no, I won't.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Of course, Ando's hanging around.
I feel like I've invited myself.
That wasn't a goodbye.
It's like, oh, God, my Uber's not here yet, guys. Do you reckon I can stay for a bit longer?
Obviously, Hamish and Andy, cool boys in the front, man. We are the champions.
Don't worry about plug it. Doesn't matter.
Private jet tour.
Sold it out, mate. They don't care.
They are verging on arrogance. Hamish hasn't even turned up for the interview.
Oh, it's arrogant. It's called the We Are the Champions private jet tour.
Hint of slight overconfidence.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No, look, this is great. And obviously, your only way to win now is to listen to the Fox after 9 a.m. Yes. Across the work.
See you later, SCA. We are the champions. We're getting a jet and we're out of here.
Now, Ando, you'd be familiar, obviously, because of your private jet tour with big fame. Now, Sia, someone else who'd get private jets to her musical performances, she yesterday hit the headlines because a pap had taken a photo of her naked.
Yes.
And she, I love what she did. She screenshot it, uploaded it to her social media and said, here we go, here it is for free.
Yep. I got papped naked before.
What?
Yeah.
When?
And this was back when I was dating Megan.
Yeah.
And we were in Bali, but not like Bali, but like in this like resort very far away, and this person had trudged through the jungle to take photos from the other side, and I was in the outdoor shower. And the only reason I realized that I'd been papped is because what happens is they got printed in the end.
Yeah.
And they get printed with a censored bar.
Right. Can I Google wouldn't this have been right that now? I'm going to try and find
Ando naked plus Bali.
And how was the little monkey? Was it all right? Or was it a big censored bar or a little one?
They were kind to me with the censored bar, I think. But the strange thing was, when they put them up for people to buy them, which is, I think, around about 8,000 different people can see that from publications, etc., they're not censored. So a friend of mine who works in magazines said, hey, just, you know, they're selling these, and sent me the thing. And look, I was pretty...
happy.
No, I was pretty confronted at the time. I was pretty horrified. Even though, like, I realised, hang on, you know, Hamish and I have probably been nude many, many times over the journey, but just felt, it felt strange. So it's amazing what Sia's done to get on the front.
I'm going to regret this because I just typed in Andy Lee naked and just like 100 Andy Lees from around the world just came up naked on my phone. So I'm going to quickly
popular surname
move that
in
away.
China.
But anyway, Andy, this is a bit of an exclusive because there was a photo. You, Byron and Fev have weirdly made it their thing to get naked.
Yep.
They've been naked in a bath together. Mm. They've naked tobogganed at the snow. They've run around the botanical gardens naked.
So and because everyone's seen it that often, it's not going to sell if you guys have a pack.
Well, it'll sell if you pump it up on that your show.
Okay.
They're worried. I'm a bit worried that this photo of them on the world famous rooftop, very similar to Sia, we're worried it will get out.
It could get out. Yeah, no, we're worried about it.
I've got a copy of the photo
it
here.
It could get out.
Okay.
So I'm just suggesting...
Andy's
looking, pretty good. I mean, you're tensing, Byron. Like, it's clear that you're trying to, make your bottom look far more muscular than it is.
You're thicker than I realised, Byron.
And, Byron's got a good physique.
Byron, you're bulk on you.
Thank you.
This will move. And Fev, obviously, you've been out of training because of the ankle. It certainly wasn't because of that. You know, it certainly went that bill beforehand, but you'll get it back.
Yeah, you've...
I can't with this three legs.
You know what?
In.
Let's beat the Paps to it. Let's go live now on our Insta. Let's pop that up.
I don't want them profiting from this.
No, we don't want anyone profiting, so we're going to put it up on our Insta.
Just in case, Andy, I think we should just publish it anyway. Let's get on the front foot, mate.
I agree. You should definitely publish. People should check it out now. Is it up? Is it up on your social pipes now?
Active.
All pipes?
Yeah, all pipes.
Every pipe. It's flowing through every pipe. The thing, what's interesting about C is it clearly was she didn't expect it. You guys...
Mate, I'm just looking to see what's happening at South Melbourne.
What? The backstory is more difficult for yours. She was on a holiday enjoying the sun. How do you explain what you guys get up to here, Fev? Is this a morning ritual?
I was just having a morning dart out there and just Byron thought he'd come and join me for a bit of
a
loop.
Sorry for the office workers across the way. That several of them in counselling.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Hamish and Andy the Savo have Paris Jackson on the show, which would be really interesting. Paris, of course, here for the Spring Carnival. Bit of an awkward moment yesterday, Fifi and Fev, where she was being interviewed on Channel 7 and couldn't actually remember the names of half the actors that she's currently starring with in her latest project.
Nash was incredible, and I got to work with... pretty sure he's the main character, as well as... the girl from Mean Girls. So I grew up watching Mean Girls, so it was cool like being able to meet her and be in the same scene as her.
Amanda Seyfried.
That's right.
Yeah, incredible.
Unbelievable that you'd forget, you wouldn't name check the people you work with.
It is unbelievable, Byron. And then about a bit after 7 yesterday evening, I was watching a show called The Project, and they were talking about slime and about borax and how it's dangerous for kids, but my kids don't use borax. They use other things. They supplement for, saline solution and shaving cream and all that sort of stuff. So they don't get into the borax because it's very dangerous. So they brought it up. And I brought this topic up to about 6 months ago when I brought out slime. And everyone's like, oh, what's your slime? I'm going to Boxy. Oh, you know, you've got to get Trixie to do it. You've got to do all this stuff, and it's amazing. And then she proceeded to go into talking about slime, Boxy, and how... we'll play the audio.
Yeah, let's just play it.
The thing
is, do you make it yourself?
Yeah, Well, no, I got a friend to go over to America and bring me back a kit.
Just to go and get your slime kit? Is that all they went for?
Yeah, because it goes out of Bunnings in a flash. Yeah,
that's
just
a really expensive way to get slime.
A friend. So, as we all know, we spoke about it last week. Byron went over to America, got some Elmer's glue back for my kids, and then he got one of his friends to get it back, which is a flight attendant, which is amazing that she could do that for Byron to give to Boxy for Trixie.
Does that make any sense to you, Faith?
Every time that I'm on a TV show or something, I pump up, say, The Fox, you know, we're doing this, and I mention you guys, and Byron does the same, but perfect opportunity to mention one of two of us in this slime rave.
Fev got me into the trend, and recently my good friend Byron, who I do a show with on Fox FM.
Having conversations with people, I'm not thinking about resetting things that we discuss at the radio.
But this is your job.
Do you know what?
That's an entree.
Yeah, but I wasn't even really talking about Byron. I was talking about the wonderful friend of his who works at Virgin Australia.
Oh, Becky, the flight attendant.
Becky. And I was like, I can't remember what was Becky's name because you haven't actually formally introduced us. So I said a friend.
No, it was Byron, and it was...
great. But Byron didn't really fly here. If anything, he flew to LA and forgot to bring me back slime.
Then I asked a friend to bring it back especially for
me. It's just
a
great opportunity.
But you're right. Every time. No, I hear you. Every time I talk about anything in life moving forward, I'll contextualise by mentioning Brendan Favola and Byron Cook.
I'd love that if you could contextualise everything.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Have you noticed there's some news sites online? You know how there's just news everywhere now, that news is becoming just too much, and there are particular sites that just make news out of nothing. Right. So they're so desperate for gossip that they just write stories about people you think, oh, who's that? Well, or they just dig up Big Brother stars from 2005. And
Big
you go,
Brother.
I've forgotten that person. Yeah, the other day on Daily Mail, I saw a story about Crystal Forskett. And I went, oh. I remember Crystal from Big Brother. I'm going to say 2008.
She was a magazine.
She was in with her mum. Remember that?
And she was a face of one of those magazines. Not sure what it was.
FHM, maybe? No. Zoo.
Zoo.
Zoo Weekly.
Zoo. That's old school.
Zoo Weekly.
Zoo.
Anyway, she managed to find herself on an online news article the other day. That's how desperate everyone is for news. But good luck
What's
to Crystal.
What's she up to?
Oh, no, she's great. She's actually doing great things, but she's doing them privately, I think. Right, I don't think she even wants to be in the news. I'm going to show you a photo, which is a concern, because I need you to understand, Fev, that this is a photo of a mother with her newborn baby. It's a gorgeous photo where Crystal's holding a photo of her newborn son. I don't know how she's managed to do this. Yeah, it's her baby. But what is a nurturing, beautiful mother and baby moment is also ridiculously sexy, and it just sort of makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, she's nailed that.
What's happening, fam? But I can't. That looks like it should be in a lads mag, but also in a mother, you know, a mothering magazine.
It's an unusual combination, isn't it?
She's in the shower.
She's fully naked.
Fully naked. Yeah.
There's a bit of side boob. You can see her g-string tan line. The whole thing's very graphic. But anyway, it's great to see what Crystal's up to.
Can I have a look at that one? Just from a
oh yeah, okay. Here
cute
we go.
Little
mother daughter sort of or son.
But you know what? And it made me think.
Wow.
When I saw it, yeah, I know, give me the piece of paper back. I'm trying to celebrate the fact that she's a mum. The thing is, we don't know where a lot of Big Brother people have gone to, and it's occasionally these stories, and you go, oh, I've forgotten that person. Like, I reckon about 6 months ago I found myself thinking, where's Hot Dogs? What happened to him? Like, you know.
Where's Hot Dogs?
What about, you know, the
Fizzy?
Bunny, what about Bunny? Well, there was the Bunny dance girl.
Sarah Marie.
Where's she gone?
Where's Ben and Ben? Oh, no, there was Ben and then
Ben's
there was
a manager.
Blake. Ben and Blake's
Ben's a manager of footy players, I think.
Is he really?
Yeah, he manages a few of the Sydney boys.
Well, here we go, 131060. We're going to put it out there. This may be a case of we only get one caller, but we're prepared to do it. 131060, were you on Big Brother?
What about
now?
Looking for any contestant.
One would be great.
What
about Kappa?
Is
he was in a celebrity,
no, not
Big Brother.
Celebrity. Oh, okay.
Oh, if Warwick Kappa wants to call.
Okay, if Warwick wants to call, we will accept celebrity Big Brother contestants.
Good stuff.
But just to see where you want it.
Let's see how we go. 13.
Okay, and at a stretch, because I know it's so niche.
Okay.
Are you related to somebody?
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
What's not exciting is no more Big Brother on the telly. They will bring it back. Someone 100%. Will relaunch it. Seven might grab it next time. I think it's been on 9 and 10. Just a little tip for programmers at Seven. I'd grab it because we miss it. And we just said 131060. We saw a story about Crystal Forskett the other day and thought, geez, you don't know what happens to a lot of the contestants. I mean, many of them go on to careers in radio, but some of them you never hear from again. And we have Shane from Piercedale on the
line.
Can't
remember a Shane in
it. Hey, Shane.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, good. Shane, were you on Big Brother?
Unfortunately, I wasn't. I played a couple of times, but my sister worked with Rita from 2005. She was an intruder.
I remember Rita, one of the intruders. Rita was great.
Shane's sister worked with a Big Brother intruder from 2005.
Rita was good.
That's a great get we've got there. Well done.
Shane, what's Rita like in real life?
She's all right. She's a beauty therapist. I didn't have that much interaction with her, to be honest.
Okay.
It was pretty cool.
It's breakfast with the stars this morning.
You sort of know somebody who knows Rita. Thank you. That's good, Shane. That's what we were
just
after.
Just cut Shane off. He was ready to go again.
Rachel in Boronia. Hi, Rach.
Hi.
Rach, were you on Big Brother?
I wasn't, no, but my brother-in-law is.
We're getting closer. There's a familial connection there. Rach, who was your brother-in-law?
Darren. He was an intruder in 06, I think it was.
What intruders?
Dazza.
06?
An 06 yeah. intruder.
Whose season was that, Rach? Who was one of the big stars that came out of that?
Oh, I can't even remember. Yep, he doesn't like talking about it.
Was that the Bunny, Sarah Marie?
Reckon that was about 05, Bunny era. Maybe. Yeah. Was 05 or 06. The dominatrix?
How did he go?
He was only in there for about 3 weeks, he did pretty well.
One of my first One of my first ever appearances was with Andy, the dominatrix from Big Brother. I had to go to some nightclub. Not fun.
They did a nightclub tour, didn't they? They used to always get out and get to the nightclub.
Yeah, you had to do that.
We're getting closer, Boxing.
Okay. Did you tour with Christina Ballerina at any point?
No, I didn't. I know someone that did. Igor in... Hang on! Not Igor, who was actually on Big Brother in Series 4.
That's what I'm saying to you. Good morning, guys.
Oh, I know you. I feel like I know you. I remember you.
I remember you too, Fifi. Don't worry. I always watch you. I have you paying attention. You do a great job.
Thanks, Igor. Hey, Igor, you were great. Now, I'm guessing from memory, you were in Fitzy's series.
That's right, with Fitzy and Paul and Trevor and a few of the other guys.
Trev.
And Merlin. You had Merlin.
Yes, we had the refugee who decided to cover his mouth and, you know, make a big protest on his eviction night.
Which is his right, yeah.
I remember that.
Good stuff.
What are you up to now, Igor?
Yeah. Just been married, life there, kids, travelling the world. Back in the building game, enjoying life.
Mate, beautiful. Winning at life.
Do you miss the Big Brother house at all, Igor?
To be honest, it was an experience, but I wouldn't do it again. I mean, if I was to do it again, it'll be a different bit of a ball game. But, I mean, you need comedy, action in there, but I guess people are just, you know, it'd be funny how they work these days with it now.
Yeah, guys, I've got a story about the Big Brother. So we were over in the Gold Coast, and, you know, you can go tour through the house and you can go look where everyone stays. Yeah. So it was, I think it was Jace's 21st, and we're up there with the family, and we walked in, and a couple of Melbourne people were getting photos because I was playing footy, obviously. And this group of girls come up and said, "Oh, can we get a photo? What series were you in?" Yeah, nah. I play footy. I wasn't in the Big Brother house.
Igor, do you ever get mistaken for a member of the Carlton Football Club?
No, but I actually had Fev once try to sell me on the Mad Mondays memorabilia from the Carlton Football Club.
Okay, well, drop your volume. That clearly did not happen. You have no evidence.
Sell memorabilia on a Mad Monday? I'm not selling anything. I'm tipping them in.
Oh, wow. Thanks so much, Igor. What an exclusive that was. I can guarantee you, Igor did no other media this morning. That was right here.